T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A judge has blocked Michigan's ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Ryan Burrow following this story. And Ryan, here in New York State, there's a lot of interest in this judge's ruling because there's a similar ban in New York State that's going through the courts right now.
Yeah, a lot of interest across the country. So what Michigan did was Governor Whitmer decided to step in with a emergency health order, giving her the authority to create this ban without needing the full legislature to do it in the state, saying that, look, a lot of people have gotten sick. We are very concerned about teen vaping, and this is an emergency, so we are going to act. Went into effect earlier this month, but, of course, vape shops, people in the vaping community sued one of those vape shops, taking the state to court. And what the judge ruled yesterday, which essentially currently blocks this ban, is that because Michigan moved so quickly and kind of skirted some of their rules when it comes to legislation, she took a look at it and said, you know, if the state knew this was a health risk a year ago, which data suggests they did, why did they wait until October to make this ban and to put it into effect? Essentially, they should have responded right away. So basically saying the state undercut itself by delaying and waiting to put this ban into place instead of doing it right away, and as a result, finding the ban invalid. Now, this is not the end of the case. We know the state is probably going to appeal. Meanwhile, the lawsuit continues to work its way through the court. I can tell you that as of yesterday afternoon, Michigan vape shops were already placing flavored e-cigarette juices back onto their shelf. So they're allowed to act immediately. Many of them have said they've seen sales dip 75 to 90% as a result of this ban.
Yeah, it's giving the vaping industry some hope here. I mean, you could use that argument that you just mentioned in any of these states that are considering or putting in a ban on flavored vapes, right?
Well, you know, you've got a state like Ohio where it's working through Columbus legislatively. And I mean, if the state puts the ban in place and it's not an emergency health order, you know, that's something that probably would be a little bit more challenging. One of the other things that the judge pointed out was that improved health outcomes for adults who switch to vaping products from combustible, so cigarettes, could and likely would be lost under these emergency rules. So she also points, the judge, to the fact that you've got a lot of e-cigarette users who are chain smokers trying to get off of cigarettes, and this hurts their cause. So kind of an interesting note that that's something that will obviously be resounding across the country.
Yeah, we'll all be following it for sure. Ryan, thanks. That's Ryan Burrow joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.